Bam!
Let's get right at it. All right, we are coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I am Jim Rome. It is hour number three. If you are watching on CBS Sports Network, then you see the gigantic tower of beef. Well done. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags, so you can sample different flavors to find the very best one for you. As for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? There it is. Hot and spicy, peppered, original. Let's get at it. You know the rules. Let me start with the social media. One phone line is open. 1-800-636-8686. Graham and SLO is going to set the tone. Rome Slice. My beef is when I call customer service and they ask me to spell my name using phonetics. Now I am stuck trying to think of words other than pterodactyl and knife. My other beef is when I'm putting in work on my Peloton and somebody calls me. Now I have to decide whether or not to answer and sound like Mike McFatney or pause my workout. Graham in SLO. Okay, my man. Romy, I have a beef with my 3-year-old and 6-year-old's incessant use of the word butthole. They're constantly calling each other butthole or simply yelling butthole in line for the grocery store or at a school drop-off or at any other public place for no reason. War, jungle Tourette's. Unwar being my children having it too. Dave in the 808. Two things. One, they are 3 and they are 6, right? They do things like that. They're 3 and they're 6. That's their vocabulary. Two, butthole. It's funny. Butthole.
Butthole.
Hey, Dave, don't be a butthole, man. They're 3 and they're 6. Turtleneck Van or Turtleneck. I'll try it again. Turtleneck Tan Man. My beef is with Sean McBag. He's going to do some clown stuff on Sunday, like celebrating the end zone with his team or pump up the crowd on the sidelines like that idiot piece of crap Matt LaFraud did on Saturday night. McBag and LaFraud are Shanahan's bitch. McBag will solidify that bitch status on Sunday.
You bitch.
Mario in SF. I got to respect it, Mario. I do, dude. You are a Frisco resident that's coming strong. And I hate to say it, a lot of what he says has some merit. If the Rams get beat by these guys for a 7th time in a row, when they're all in and they're at home and a trip to the Super Bowl hangs in the balance, man. Rome, my beef is with TV stations immediately cutting away from the idiots that run onto the field. What would be better for ratings and entertainment than watching some drunk get leveled by security and hearing Kevin Harlan commentate on it? Come on, networks. Give the people what they want. Jesse and Lincoln.
But there he goes.
The reason they don't do that is obvious. They don't want to encourage that behavior. Then you have every idiot coming out of the stands. However, it's not the security guys that you want to see level them. It's the players that you want to see level them. Not to go all boomer on you, but look up the video. YouTube Mike Curtis. That's what you want to see. You want to see a player hit one of those idiots with a forearm shiver. Not a yellow jacket. That's an incredible moment in NFL history. Eric in Kansas. Rome, my beef is with sandwich bread. That's just slightly too big for sandwich-sized bags. I end up squishing the sandwich to make it fit just for the bag to rip while sealing it. Come on, Ziploc, do better. Next one. When you live in Michigan and it's a balmy 0 degrees outside, heading to -6, and you have your electric blanket on high in your mostly unheated bedroom, and the hubs releases a Dutch oven fart so vile you have to air out the covers and let the bed reheat. Angie in Grand Rapids. Angie, that is incredible. War Lady Clones, there is your winner right now. when the Hubs releases a Dutch oven fart so vile. You have to air out the covers and let the bed reheat. That is incredible from start to finish. What up, Angie? War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
The Hubs are coming back. Rome, my beef is with my wife. Every time the remote control or something else imperative goes missing and we begin to look for it, she calls out within a minute or two and said, search with anything? No, sweetheart. Otherwise, I would have shouted, Eureka! At the top of my lungs. Specifically, so I didn't have to hear you ask if I had struck gold. Greg and Aishan, that's good. Not as good as Angie's, but that's good. Rafa in Mexicali tweets, hi.
Hi.
My beef is with clones sending their same beef every week, again and again, hoping to get read on the show. Understand something, no matter how many times you try to push it, no means no.
No means no.
Hashtag, what's my beef?
No means no.
Chalk approved that beef. No means no.
No means no. No means no.
My beef is with men who calls boats she. Hey, Popeye the Sailor Man, boats don't have vaginas. Dennis in San Luis Obispo. Hey, Chalk, did you approve that beef too? Maybe we keep genitalia out of the beefs, Chalk. Third grader. At the Bronx Buckeye. Hey, Rome. I got a beef with my iPhone 12 mini. I just got this bad boy for Xmas. And every time I try to listen to the Jim Rome podcast, it dies on me. Battery goes from 100% to E in what seems like 1 hour. I paid almost a G for this piece. Do better. Is that true? I don't know about the battery life on that piece. Vance Mack, I have beef with these teams that don't sell playoff tickets to outside zip codes. How freaking insecure are you? Are you worried a small smattering of opposing fans will be louder than yours? Are you worried that your own fan base isn't all that? Toughen up, cupcakes. Thanks, Mark in parts unknown. Yes, Mark, that's exactly what they're concerned about. All of that. Jim, I have a beef. I have a beef with my boss. Every time we have a conference call booked for a certain time, like 2 p.m., he inevitably sends me a text 3 minutes before the call going, you on?
Inevitable.
No, you bag. I'm trying to grind out some last-minute items before that waste of a time conference call. Then when I get on the call, these tools are already halfway through the call. If you want the call to start at 1:57, then book it at 1:57. Steven in Sacktown. Moving through your beefs. This one, it's snowing in Colorado. I constantly see you California drivers treat every street as if you're in a school zone. We don't lower the speed limit to 20 every time it snows. Get your mug off the windshield, push down on the gas, and drive your sled right back to California. You ever heard of staying in your lane? Well, stay in your own crappy state, losers. Ron in Colorado. Man, that is rich as hell. Rich as hell, given that I'm the only native in this state. Let's stop with that. How many of you idiots have come to my state? That is rich as hell, telling us to get out of your state. Here's the other problem, though. It's expensive as hell in this state. This is why people are fleeing our state. Yet all you morons continue to come into my state. That is rich as hell. I'm not saying that we can drive well in the elements. I'm the first one to say the second the first raindrop hits the windshield, all hell breaks out in this town. But you complaining about us going to your state is rich as hell. I see nothing but transplants here. Come on, man. Hey, Jim. No, check that. Hi, Jim. You want to know what my beef is? My beef is with any sort of sound coming out of somebody's mouth after their voice. Slurping, chewing, sneezing, coughing, grunting, all of it. Bella B in Calgary. Hey, Bella. guy's hand was, give me back my sight.
Give me back my sight!
Rome, my beef is with entitled cable customers. I'm tired of listening to you bitch and complain about how high the prices are. If you don't like it, then go start your own cable company. You are not entitled to a promotion every time your current one runs out.
You bitch.
All right. Romy, I have a beef with Eats a Meal on the Airplane guy. This guy brought his six-piece wings and messy-ass burger from Chili's on the plane. The only thing worse would have been a full rack of ribs. We're flying from Orlando to Newark. It's a two-and-a-half-hour flight. Why don't you stuff your fat face before the flight?
Fat.
Nick in New York. I'll allow that. I allow almost anything from New York. Jim, my beef with grocery stores is the sordid assortment of tabloid magazines that they have at the checkout lines. National Enquirer. People, anything with Kim Kardashian on its cover. They are to journalism what fried Twinkies are to nutrition. Thanks for contributing to the further dumbing down of our society, grocery chains. Is it asking too much to mix in Time, National Geographic, or Forbes to the rack? I guess it is. Mike and KC. Pretty much, bro. Pretty much. All right. Let's go to the phones. It is the beef segment. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to New Orleans. Tommy in New Orleans. Tommy, what's your beef?
Pimp in the box. What is up? My beef is with this insane social phenomenon where everybody is now glossed by their initials. I mean, it started with FDR and JFK. That's cool. MJ. I'll even allow BIC. But now we have DA, BA, SBP, OBJ, AB, FDB, and it goes on. Jim, my fear is that this phenomenon, this insane phenomenon, infiltrates the Rome family. Poor Rogan Lone will be confused about his status in the family itself. It's got to stop. Think about it.
My man, I like that. Tommy in New Orleans, well done. Very, very well done. Let's go to West Covina here in SoCal. Parker. Parker, what's your beef?
Parker, what's happening, Rome? How you doing?
Good, dude. That's not a good call. No. You don't like did he correct call. Us and say call. Barker, or did he not just say Parker? My man, I'm sorry about that, brah. But if I say, Parker, what's your beef, your reaction need not be, Parker. Like, what? I mean, you know I'm coming to you.
Who is Parker?
That'd be like if I were to say, hey, Parker, what's your beef? And you would say, Parker? Who is Parker?
Parker?
That made no sense. Anyway, don't reset your name after I just said your name, because I know your name, because I just said your name. Anyway, let's keep moving. The beef calls are never as good as the social media calls. We know this. Let's go to Indy. Carl in Indy. Hey, Carl, I'm not going to bring you up just yet. I'm just going to ask one thing. When I go to you, hey, Carl, what's your beef? Don't say, Carl. Carl, what's your beef?
Jimbo, my beef is with myself today. I roll up to the Taco Bell drive-thru, brother. I get my soft taco and my pintos and cheese, and I'm all happy. I stop to eat it, realize they don't give me the spork. I don't have a backup spork in my car. Jim, what am I going to do now? Am I going to eat it with my fingers, or am I going to tip the thing up and just chug it down like Wells? Now, who's the loser here, Jim? I say me, because I was not prepared for what life had to throw my way today.
I like that, Carl. Nice job. You were not prepared. You didn't show up properly. You did not show up with a plan. You did not show up with intent. You did not show up for that drive-thru and demand your spork. All right, that's ownership. Extreme ownership. Why don't we try Canyon Lakes, Texas? Ryan, good to have you. Ryan, what's your beef?
Jim, my beef is with paper straws. Every time I use one of these disasters, it practically disintegrates in my mouth. I'm ingesting paper fibers. Our traditional plastic straws, really one of Earth's biggest problems. Bring back the plastic straws, late.
I like that. I mean, that's original. He's ingesting paper fibers. Is it not better for the environment, the paper straw, than the plastic straw? I'm not going to really weigh in on that. But that is his beef. The phone call beefs are a little unusual today, aren't they? Let's keep trying. Chalk is shaking me off like there is no hope. Keep trying, dude. They're still ringing. If they're ringing, there's still hope. And hope may not necessarily be a terrible thing. You know, I talked to Dan Wetzel. It is if you're a Bills fan. But it might not be the worst thing. Let me reset you very quickly. I still have a little bit of time on the back end. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Margo in Buffalo. Margo, what is your beef?
Hello.
Hello.
Let's go Beefalo. My beef, Jim, is with Brad and Corona in his hexy poo he bestowed upon Rick and Buffalo, and frankly, the entire Bills Mafia. Your name in Buffalo now is synonymous with butthole and Corona, bitch.
Wow, Margo, you're just kind of uttering butthole and bitch at the best to ever do it. And the fact of the matter is that little hexy poo worked.
Butthole.
Hexy poo, I put a hex on you.
It worked. You can't come in here and say, hey, your name is now synonymous in Buffalo with butthole and bitch.
Butthole.
He's not the problem. There are a lot of problems. He's not the problem. He's not the one that could not make a play and get off the field with 13 seconds left. Now, I'm not here to pile on. I'm just here to say that beef doesn't work. We can't walk off on that. Alaska. I like that. Alaska generally is a good thing. Let's go to Matt in Alaska. Yes, we have listeners and viewers in Alaska and have for quite some time. Matt, what's your beef?
Jimmy, I got a beef with the guy who's worried about what kind of straw he's using to slurp down the liquid that he has chosen. If the glass is so dirty that you can't put your lips on it and you're going to call a radio show and complain about your straw, you probably shouldn't be drinking out of the glass, dude. War, listeners, viewers, and people living in Alaska. Jimmy, that's it. I'm out.
Oh, war that, brother. Hell yeah. War Alaska. War Anchorage.
Brother.
War a reaction to a beef that happened seconds earlier. This dude's like, man, if you're that concerned about what kind of a straw you put to your lips, paper or plastic, because your glass is that filthy, you shouldn't be drinking from that glass to begin with. You know, what he said was, if you're that concerned about what that straw is made out of that you would call a nationally syndicated radio program, then you should, and you can't just put your lips to that glass. Anyway, you heard what he said. I liked it. It made me forget what Margo said. Hello! Margo, calling somebody a butthole and a bitch when they were right in the first place is not a beef. Not a good one. Hello! I like Alaska. I've never been. I've always wanted to go. It looks gorgeous. Am I right? And I remember the first time we had an affiliate in Anchorage. I thought that was great. I'm like, oh, man, we got to get Trajan Langdon on. I got to hear from anybody in Alaska. And there's always been good participation from Alaska. I'm staying in the fight. I'm keeping this thing alive. Let's go to NoCal. Dan in NoCal. Dan, what's your beef?
Yeah, I've lived 58 years on this planet and never once heard the word physicality. Now I can't go 2 minutes on any talk show talking about football without the word physicality being brought up. Not even sure if it's a word. Thanks.
My man, 58 years on the planet and never once heard the word physicality. And now you can't go anywhere on the radio without hearing it? I got news for you. Not only do you hear it, you heard a guy that I respect and like as much as any in the business yesterday, Daniel Jeremiah. Daniel Jeremiah, man, I could not like and respect DJ more than I do. And he used that very word to describe your football team. Physicality. Yes, it is word. It is a word. That's not offensive. Why is that offensive? Physicality. It's a physical sport. It's a violent sport. And you know why it's appropriate? Because DJ's whole point was the reason the Niners have owned the Rams is because of, wait for it, their physicality. They're the more physical football team. Why is that a beef? Trust me, I'm a bleeping wordsmith. I have no issue with that word. Here's the funny thing. That Christmas tree is still lit up. Every line's lit.
It's lit!
But the XR4Ti looks exhausted. I'm trying to stay in the fight for just maybe one more good one to walk off. The vampire over there is trying hard. One last shot. Let's go to Albany. Justin in Albany. We're going to walk off on this one. Justin, you made it in. What's your beef?
Hey, Rome, how you doing? My beef is with the Kansas City Chiefs defensive coordinator. I picked every single underdog on a parlay and the over for the Chiefs game, and they couldn't hold a lead three times. Oh, twice, and then in overtime.
I hear you. I think that's legit. I think that's legit. 1-800-636-8686. All right, that's the number to keep in mind. Hey, if you want a beef about a bad beat, if you want a beef about somebody who cost you a parlay, and speaking of costing somebody a parlay, Nick Mangold's got an amazing story about a parlay. A parlay that he bet $25 on that would have paid him $56,000 if one team hit. He got 11 out of 12 games. He had a 12-team parlay, and he hit 11. A $25 bet would have paid $56,000, and one team screwed him. If I were to say to you, which team do you think screwed him, what team would you say? You'd probably be right, but you got to listen to it. That's episode 206 of the Jim Rome Podcast. James Kelly's guessing the Vikings. Let me say this. If it were me betting, it would be the Vikings. If I were to bet the NFL, I would never win with the Vikings. If, in fact, I ever were, and I stress that, if I bet them, they let me down. If I bet against them, they let me down. I mean, don't all of you have that one team that's like that? So was that the one team that hurt him? He hit 11 of 12. One team failed him. Listen to our podcast later on today. That's part of it. He's really good. All right, so we'll break. When we come back, it's going to be a short segment. All right, don't get all butthole about that. It's going to be a short segment because the beef segment was so good and so long. Then on the back end, I've got a conversation with Kenneth Walker III. He is now officially an NFL draft prospect. All of this is still ahead. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Let's get the ATP in here. Perfect time for it. It's the Ask the Pros brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know, there are some people that make everything better, and then there's some people who make everything worse. The ATP is starting to show both of those. This guy makes everything worse. Yimmy. Have you tried eliminating coffee to improve gut health? Patrick. This is the same guy who tried to kill me off the other day with, hey man, you concerned about maybe having a life-threatening attack or disease or injury on that Peloton? I mentioned yesterday in passing that my doctor told me, hey listen, I guarantee you, I promise you, you know, based on my cardiovascular activity, quote, you will never die from a heart attack. Now, there's some other things, Jim, that we need to work on. And I said, namely, my gut health. Oh, Patrick just said, hey, Yimmy, ever tried eliminating coffee to improve your gut health? Dude, really? I haven't thought about that at all. What's next? Hey, Yimmy, have you thought about eliminating liquor on the weekend? Hey, Yimmy, have you thought about getting rid of processed sugar? Hey, Patrick, have you thought about another show? Come on, dude. Like, I know your brand. Yes, Patrick, Yimmy has thought about that. I'll even go third person on your ass, Patrick. Yimmy has thought about all these things. Yimmy has implemented some of these things. Look at me, Patrick. Yimmy ain't giving up coffee. Yimmy will have that first glass or cup of nitro cold brew in the morning. Yimmy ain't compromising on that. I'll do you one better. Yimmy does not drink during the week. Yimmy never picked up that habit. Yimmy does not have a glass of wine after work. Yimmy does not have a beer after work. Yimmy does not drink during the week. Yimmy gets caught up on the weekends. Yimmy will have an adult beverage on Friday. Yimmy will have an adult beverage on Saturday. Yimmy will again stop on Sunday. Yimmy likes an adult beverage. Yimmy likes the process. Yimmy likes it very much. Yimmy will give that up before he gives up coffee. Because coffee is something Yimmy not only likes, but it is a performance-enhancing drug. I have to deal with people like you for 3 hours every day, Patrick. I'm not doing that without coffee. However, I have talked to people who have given it up, and they do swear by it. Although I would stand behind, coffee is still a pretty good thing, right? And there are health benefits to it. Your content has no health benefit at all. You happy? You should be. You just got a good 3-minute rant from me. Well, no, from Yimmy. See what else here. Jimmo's, whatever happened to that friend of Logan's that you admire so much? Has he chosen a college yet? Brent and PC. Oh, you mean Paulo. You know what? I don't know. Because of the pandemic, I don't see as many of the kid's friends at all. But again, he's referencing a kid that already is more mature than me, more productive than me, works harder than me. I got up one morning early. It was about 6 a.m. in my house. And Paulo is a junior in high school. Paulo is on his back in my kitchen. I'm like, oh my God, Paulo, you all right? Yeah, Mr. Rome, I'm fine. Why? Because you're on your back, son. I just ran 18 miles. I'm like, you ran 18 miles, Paulo? Why? Because I wanted to see the sun come up. I'm like, holy crap, Paulo. So Paulo's laid out this whole program for Logan to improve his habits and his discipline. And it's like better than anything I've learned on the Reinvention Project yet. The kid's 16. I don't think that he has. I know he wants to be a Navy SEAL. I'm shocked he already isn't one. But I think that he wants to go to the Naval Academy. But Paulo comes from a family of exceptional achievers. And like all of his sibs are like Berkeley, UCLA, like impossible schools to get into. So that's the latest with him. I still love the kid. I still literally look up to the kid, and he's 15. The kid is that brilliant. But more than that, that disciplined, and will run 20 miles. He's a real-life Forrest Gump. Great athlete. Very athletic family and brainy as hell, but cool. Cool to hang out with. That's the latest. Hello, James. My question is, in the lead up to Sunday's CBS TV spot, how extensive has your scouting been for the best KC hotel cheeseburger? Signed, the New York City hotel with the Western Hemisphere's best cheeseburger. All right, number one, nothing will ever top the New York City hotel room service cheeseburger. Bacon cheeseburger. I miss it very much. Number two, believe this or not, I don't know what hotel I'm staying in. They have not told me yet. So I've not yet scouted out the room service menu. Understand this about me. Even though KC's got incredible food and barbecue, I'm not that guy. Like, I will lay low. I'm not even going to bore you with what I have to get done between now and then. I'm not going to be that guy. I'll probably room service it, lay low, after the production meeting. Make sure I've got my hand warmers, my boot warmers. Stucknut, how did Matt in L.A. still have the best call of the day? Great point. It's a great point, Nut. It's not inaccurate.
Brick.
Be quiet, vampire. I got to get out. I've got a guest coming up next. This guy. Like the most non-offensive guy ever, the vamp. Here's your sports update. Here's Rich Ackerman. Welcome back. I'm not done. I've got some work to do. In fact, speaking of work, this guy gets it in. We are joined right now by a former Michigan State running back, Walter Camp National Player of the Year Award, Doak Walker Award winner, first recipient of both awards in school history, Big Ten Running Back of the Year, a unanimous All-American, 1,636 rushing yards and 18 TDs this year. In other words, he had a monstrous campaign. The 2022 NFL Draft gets underway on April 28th. Kenneth Walker III is my guest. Kenneth, good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So bring me up to date. You're about 3 months away from the start of the NFL Draft. How is your life right now, and what's a normal day like for you as you get ready for the draft?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, it's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of work. You know, you work out in the morning with lifts. We start off with lifts. We get a little break in between, and then we're back on the ground. No, we start off with, sprints and all that, like running. And then after that, we got a lift later on in the day and a lot of recovery after that. So it's a lot of focus on football.
All right, so you're getting ready for the biggest job interview ever. But when you and I spoke back in October after you ran for 233 yards against Rutgers, like if we were to go back before the start of the season, back to when you were thinking about transferring, did you envision at all the kind of year you had where you would win the Walter Camp and the Doak Walker Award and break all these records?
If I had to be honest with you, I'd say I couldn't have envisioned that. You know, I just know keep working hard and stay patient, and my time will come, and that's what happened.
Kenneth Walker III is joining us. That's exactly what happened. So then after the season was over, you had a decision to make. You decided to forego the bowl game, enter the draft. What was that decision-making process like for you, and then how does it feel to be another step closer to your dream of playing in the NFL?
Yeah, it was a tough decision. You know, I talked it over with some of my teammates before making my decision, and I also went to talk to Coach Tuck and my parents. And when I found out the news and everything, I told Coach Tuck, and he was on board with it. And I felt more comfortable with having his support and my teammates' support.
Speaking of Coach Tuck, Kenneth, I've spoken to Mel Tucker a number of times over the years. I know that he loves the sort of mentality and identity that you help bring to the program, you know, a toughness. What was it like to play for him? And then what did you learn from him?
Yeah, it was great playing for Coach Tuck. Really intense at practice. You know, they probably see him at practice and think he's always intense, but, like, you could talk to him about anything on and off the field. You know, now he's always there for you, always welcoming to everybody. But I learned how to be a leader with Coach Tuck. I know following him, I see how great of a leader he was to us, and it was great to learn from him.
Kenneth Walker III is joining us. You know, he also said that you thanked him for taking a chance on you, but he thinks it's the other way around. He thinks that you took a chance on him and Michigan State. I'm curious, how did you know that that was the right place for you? And then how much has your life changed as a result of you arriving on that particular campus?
Yeah, it changed a lot. But first off, when I really found out, you know, I had a chance to talk to Coach Peace, Coach Captain, Coach Johnson on the phone, a Zoom call. You know, we couldn't go on campus at the time because of COVID. But after that, I was able to talk to Coach Tuck, and he told me about how he's changing the program around, and I was real interested in everything he was pitching to me, and it was great. And when I got there, it was the same, you know, very genuine coaching staff, genuine people, and I loved every bit of it.
You know, I mentioned the awards that you've won, but some of these numbers are mind-boggling. For instance, you had 8 games of at least 125 rushing yards. You had 2 games of at least 230 rushing yards. And I'm reminded of the fact, just talking to you right now, how humble you are. So I don't want to make it about you, but let me ask you, from a psychological standpoint, how does it feel when you and the offensive line are dominating an opponent and moving them down the field the way that you did game in and game out? When you're in it and there is that, quote, physicality, what's that feel like?
It feels great. You know, the offensive line, I give credit to them 100%. And I feel like they don't get enough credit from people around the world, you know. You see skilled players all the time getting the credit, but offensive line, it starts up front. And, you know, I would see them day in and day out before the season even started working out. You know, even after their workout, they're working out some more during the spring and winter workout. So just to see them dominate like that, all that paid off for them. And I'm happy to be able to run behind those guys that I ran behind.
You know, when you look at advanced stats and analytics, according to Pro Football Focus, you forced more missed tackles than Jonathan Taylor, Melvin Gordon, J.K. Dobbins, and Saquon Barkley. I mean, that's some pretty serious company right there. What's it feel like to hear your name mentioned along with theirs? And then what's the key to forcing missed tackles? Is it about quickness? Is it about moves or something else?
Oh, yeah. Being able to see that, my name up there with the back, those types of backs is great. You know, I grew up watching those guys, Melvin Gordon, you know, Saquon Barkley is actually my favorite running back, so that was pretty cool to see as well. And what was the second part of the question?
What's the key to forcing missed tackles? Is it quickness, move, something else, what?
Oh, yeah. To be honest, when I play, I really don't think much, but I believe it's a lot of instinct and a lot of quickness that goes in with that.
Kenneth Walker III is joining us. Let me ask you something. You put in the time. Like, I understand where I have an idea where your work ethic comes from. You've been working out with your father. Like, he started you on workouts when you were four, so you've always put it in, always put the time in. It seems to me, though, it'd be impossible to put in that kind of work and time and sacrifice unless you had a really strong why. Like, the why has to be stronger than the sacrifice. So what's your why? What's the burn?
Right. Yeah. I have to say my wife, God, and my family, you know, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here today. And my dad, he pushed me day in and day out as a kid, and even till now, he still pushes me in ways that I can't even thank him for him. That's not enough, you know. Growing up as a kid, it was tough work, you know. I know a lot of times I used to want to quit, but he'd be there for me and push me, and if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here as well.
It's interesting. I wonder, like, when you were a kid and, like, maybe you didn't understand it as well, or maybe you always did, but were there times where he pushed you? Did it always feel like love, or sometimes did you maybe resent it?
Yeah, as a kid, you know, I didn't know. Like, I was like, I just thought he was just like, I really didn't know at the time, but he would always tell me, when you get older, you'll understand some stuff. So, like, as a kid, it was always hard. You know, some days I'll be crying and want to give up, like I said earlier. And then, like, when I got older, and he pushed me, like, I would be always ready to go because, like, I knew what it was for, and I've seen the results and seen how far it's taken me.
No doubt. Kenneth Walker III joins me for another moment or so. So you know how the process goes, right? You've got scouts and teams, and they're going to be looking to find any little flaw in your game, no matter how good of a year or career you had, any little thing you could possibly imagine. In some cases, I mean, they straight up make stuff up for whatever reason and whatever the agenda might be, right? So how prepared are you for that part of the evaluation?
Oh, I'm super prepared. You know, I believe in myself, and, you know, I'm working hard for everything they say that I can't do. I want to prove them wrong and say that I can, show them that I can.
All right, so finally, leave me with this thought. As you're thinking about it and you're getting ready for the draft, what do you want teams to know about you and the kind of running back they'll be getting when they draft you?
Yeah, I'm a team player, you know, very unselfish. I play special teams or anything, anywhere they want to put me. But I feel like I have a lot of agility, speed, quickness, great vision. And I feel like I'm an all-around back.
And a pretty damn good resume, too. The Walter Camp National Player of the Year, Doak Walker Award winner, first recipient of both awards in school history. I mentioned Big Ten Running Back of the Year, a unanimous All-American, and the draft is coming up starting April 28th. Kenneth Walker III joining us once again. Kenneth, great to have you back. Good luck in the next few months, and I'll be really anxious to see how that draft day goes.
Yep, I appreciate you for having me.
Appreciate you for doing it. Always good to talk to you. Great career. Great career. Good young man. Workouts at four. I love that part about my dad. He pushed me so hard, there were days where I cried. And his dad said, one day you will understand. He said, now I understand. Now he's on the precipice of being in the NFL and living the dream. We got to get a huge call in here, right? It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're close. They're convenient. They're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices. Excellent customer service from the professional parts people you know you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Let's go to West Covina here in SoCal. Parker. Parker, what's your beef?
Parker, what's happening, Rome? How you doing?
Good, dude. Trying to pick you up, my guy. I know, it's hard. It's hard. You don't know what to do. It's never what you think it's going to be. It's never what you think it's going to be, except that was better than it was the first time I heard it. Hey, Parker. West Covina, what's your beef? Parker.
Parker, what's happening, Rome? How you doing?
Good, dude. I didn't ask you what your name was. I said, what's your beef? I just said your name. Parker, bro. Dude, I ran you, but now that I hear that a third time, I want to give you a golden ticket. That was great. Even better because of that gal from Jeopardy. Who is Parker?
Who is Parker?
Parker, what's happening, Rome? How you doing?
Good, dude. Great blue. Now, not as good as you, my man. That's four times now, Parker. That's four for you. Not one, not two, not three. That's four. Parker's my new favorite dude. And Great Blue Dini 4 tweets, give me back my bun.
Give me back my stuff.
Sunday despondent Jim Rome sitting in a KC hotel room wishing he had a burger in his hand. How do you know I'm not going to have one? How do you know I don't do the right thing? How do you know I don't eat clean that night? I don't know. It's a different deal. Different routine, different hotel, different mindset. It is the AFC Championship game. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.